brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it's November 29th, 2004. Just about a month left in this year now. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, driving into the office this morning, I thought, I want to take a lot of calls today. I do this occasionally, I mean, where we take like 50, 60 calls in 3 hours. And I'm going to hold myself to that rule today. Each caller, no matter how good a call you are or how bad a call you are, you get about a minute and a half for your question, your comment, and I'm going to try to hold myself to about a minute in response. That way everybody gets to get involved on air, because so many people just locally on the ground here in Austin say they try to call in over and over again and can never get through. The phones are always busy. This way we can cycle through the calls, and when you hear somebody hang up, or when you hear me tell somebody bye-bye, thanks for the call, that's your chance to get involved on air. We'll go to your calls in the next segment. The toll-free number to join us, because a lot's happened, you know, since the Thanksgiving Day holiday last week. Any issue you'd like to discuss, any piece of news, I love all the different directions you take us in. Love to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Dollar plums new lows on talk of central bank selling. The dollar has never been in more trouble, and our own government isn't bailing it out. We'll talk about the real reasons behind this. Dollar decline gathers pace, shaking global markets. Meanwhile, the police state here domestically gears up. Declaration of Independence banned at California school. This out of Reuters. By the way, a few years ago, a Kentucky federal court banned the Declaration of Independence. We should ban those guys off the court. Students free to thank anybody except God. This from Fox News. Thank whatever God you want, but don't pray aloud to Jesus. You talk about living in the Soviet Republic of America, this is it. Clear Channel cedes responsibility for Bush, our leader billboards. These things are scary. It's like something you'd expect to see with Kim Jong-il in North Korea, or maybe Saddam Hussein. It's pretty scary. A woman who had second baby to protect, to protest China's one-child policy, tortured in re-education camp. This out of News 24. This is the China. By the way, you read in the article, they also forced her to have an abortion with the third baby. This is the country that the UN says is the model for the world. New Building 7 material, New Building 7 information hidden in plain view. And I even have the original source of video. The story is accurate. If you zoom in on the video of Building 7, the bombs going off bottom to top, as we said, they always, clearly from the evidence, went off. The other towers, top down, is absolutely, totally clear on the video, and it's at prisonplanet.com and prisonplanet.tv and infowars.net right now. It's been added to our WTC7 section. This is even stronger evidence on top of the piles of evidence that we have on this subject. An article out of the Salt Lake City Tribune. FBI aware of, well, bombing at Oklahoma City. Old news for our listeners, but new news for the mainstream media. All right, it's all coming up. Your calls and a lot more. The latest Schwarzenegger info as well.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got a new report about the FBI having prior knowledge of the Oklahoma City bombing. This mainstream news. Hidden in plain view, video of the bombs going off in Tower 7 at the World Trade Center complex in 2001, and we already had seen the clear explosion points from another video angle, but now it's even clearer, and this in mainstream news footage, and I even have the original news footage, not just the video clip that had been put up on the web, and I went and pulled out the video itself, went and checked it, and it is accurate. It is the original video. Clearly bombs in Building 7. I mean, we even have the owner saying that they decided to pull or demolish Building 7. And I got a call from a major magazine wanting to talk about this, talking about bombs in the buildings, but they didn't want to talk about Building 7. I said, well, we have the owner saying they did it. Well, we're not talking about Building 7. Well, we need to. Clearly, Tower 1 and 2 had explosives in it. We have the deputy head of the New York Fire Department saying it, firefighters saying it, the seismographs, the clear evidence. So we'll get into that as well, plus the plunging dollar. Our movement to expose Arnold Schwarzenegger and the people that control him and his move for the White House has now been picked up by the LA Times again today, and also by one of the biggest newspapers in Australia, The Age. It's done a big report on it. Those are being posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. William Safire and others in mass have come out in support of Schwarzenegger, And now it's being admitted all over the media that, yes, the presidential run has basically already begun. Then I have the San Antonio Express News talking about Lord Schwarzenegger, who's now, right now, traveling to Texas via his private jet to be given an award tomorrow by Lord Bush at the presidential library. Then from there he goes to Dallas for a $20,000 a plate campaign fundraiser. But he's saying he doesn't know if he's running for governor yet, but he's already out collecting money. And it's clear what he's really collecting money for. So start taking this serious, folks. They're not pulling out all the presses and, you know, doing the full court boogie here 24-7 for nothing. This is very, very, very serious. And I've got a bunch of police state news. Imagine the Declaration of Independence banned at California school. That was out of Reuters. A California teacher has been barred by the school from giving students documents from American history that refer to God, including the Declaration of Independence. Stephen Williams, a fifth-grade teacher at Stevens Creek School in San Francisco Bay Area suburb, sued for discrimination, claiming he had been singled out for censorship by Principal Patricia Vidmar because he is a Christian. It's a fact of American history that our founders were religious men, and to hide the fact from young fifth graders in the name of political correctness is outrageous and shameful, said Williams attorney Terry Thompson. Now again, folks, I have another article here where they told the students the day before Thanksgiving, students free to thank anybody except God. Maryland public school students are free to thank anyone they want. While learning about the 17th century celebration of Thanksgiving, as long as it's not God. And that is how it should be, administrators say. So you can learn about the Greek gods. You can learn about Buddha. You can go and have the school pay to take you to a Harry Potter movie and use Harry Potter as textbooks, now in most public schools. You can learn about Wicca. You can learn about whatever you want. But don't you ever talk about why Thanksgiving was set up to thank God and to thank the Native Americans, but to give thanks to God for providing. I mean, this is amazing. But again, the federal court out of Kentucky, what, 3 years ago, ruled that the Declaration of Independence is unconstitutional. So this is where it's all going, ladies and gentlemen. So that's coming up as well. Right now, let's go to the calls. Wide open phones today throughout the broadcast at 1-800-259-9231. Jim in Wisconsin, welcome.
Hello, Alex. I'm glad you took my call. What is your take on this, all that's happening over there in Russia right now with the Ukraine and do you think they're trying to make a civil war over there and destabilize that region because it's all in between the Black Sea and all the oil over in that area? And the Russians, they seem to be getting more and more hostile. It just seems like this administration gets totally arrogant on every country in the world. And that and the European dollar going up against ours, I don't see how they can sustain it because they got Their population's getting older, and they got so much social programs, and they're so socialistic.
All right, thanks for the call. Two big questions. Let me try to answer both of them quickly. I have tried to figure out what's going on in Ukraine. The establishment candidate supposedly won. He's pro-Russia, pro-Soviet, and that's what they've set back up again in Russia, and Russia's trying to go into Belarus and go into Ukraine and go into other countries and trying to take control again of what was its satellites. And clearly the opposition leader, who's pro-Western, has clearly been poisoned. He's gone from being a great-looking guy to looking like a cross between a cauliflower and a broccoli. Russian spitznats and tanks and troops have surrounded the Capitol building. They've now, the government, though, another branch of it, has canceled out the election. Before the election, Ukrainian special police went public and said, we've been ordered to carry out bombings and blame it on the political opposition. One of Putin's favorite tactics is to blow stuff up and blame it on his enemies. So I don't know what the true story is, but I would imagine that the people, from the polls we've seen, the reports we've seen, really are for the free market pro-Western candidate. But there's a problem here. Our own government is pro-Russia and is really for Russia maintaining its control. Now, certainly NATO wants to expand into Ukraine, but Russia hasn't even signaled they're against that. So it'll take some more time for me to really give you my opinion on this, but we'll continue to watch it because normally it takes a few weeks for the truth to come out. It tends to look like that the Russians are trying to basically take Ukraine over, or had already taken it over and want to keep their puppet in power. There's a lot of evidence of election fraud going on there. You mentioned the dollar. That's a whole other area I'm going to be getting into later in this hour. Right now, the dollar's plunging. And our own government is saying, good, we're for a weak dollar. And it's a way to rip off creditors who have invested in the dollar, but that means in the future they won't buy the dollar. That is, Japan and China and everybody else have the majority of their investment in the U.S. government, in the debt that's owed to the Federal Reserve, the private banks. And so the Federal Reserve has ordered our government to carry out policies that devalue the dollar, hence ripping off investors. And then the investors say, well, I'm going to quit buying it if you don't raise interest rates. And they say, we're not going to. But they're going, we don't want the dollar to plunge. Europe doesn't even want it to this point. They want it to weaken. So it helps the bankers. It doesn't help the American people. Here's an example. The money you've got in the bank has been devalued by 45%. And now mainstream news is talking about 85% devaluations. And by the way, gold won't really go up in price. But because of inflation, if it goes down to 85%, you're going to be looking at $700, $800 gold. Because it just takes more of that fiat currency to buy that gold. You understand? So gold, you know, really, gold stayed the same. I heard an analogy this weekend of, you know, in 1860, you could buy a Winchester rifle, lever-action rifle, for an ounce of gold, one gold coin. And today, you can buy a Winchester for $400, what an ounce of gold is worth more than that now. So the gold never changed its value, only the currency did. But you see, they know that yuppies don't know anything about currency. And all yuppies care about is their stock price. And so the stock market 3.5 years ago started going down, and now it's been fluctuating right around the same point between 9 and 10,000. But in reality, in the last 2 years, we've seen a devaluation of 45% of the dollar. And so that allows Europeans to buy up our stock market at an even faster rate, and it makes Americans think that their stock has maintained value, even though it's just taking more of those dollars to buy that stock. So it's the same thing. We've really seen about a 40% decrease in the value of the stock market. So it's a lot of smoke and mirrors, and it can't go on forever. We're going to break, and we're going to try to go to your calls a little bit quicker. At least we got to one here in the first big segment. We're going to go to Jared and Scott, everybody else. I mean, how do you answer questions like that quickly? I'm going to try to, because I want to get everybody in here. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be back after this quick break. Again, the websites are prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.com, infowars.net, infowars.com, and now arnoldexposed.com. And we have different websites with different information, different webmasters to bring you as much info as possible. Check them all out daily. There is so much coming up. New Oklahoma City, New World Trade Center information. So much. So please stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Let's go ahead and talk to Jared in Florida. Jared, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Alex, for taking my call. You know, it occurred to me the last time we spoke about 2 years ago, we were talking about the punching dollar as well. So time has gone on, but some things have stayed the same. But anyway, the reason I was calling is to share with you an anecdote that might be a great, opportunity to plug one of your sponsors. I live in Florida, and I was doing my dishes about a week ago. Had the water on hot, and I smelled this heavy chlorinated smell coming out of the water. It smelled like my swimming pool, for crying out loud. Anyway, I called a water company, and I asked them, you know, is this normal to have this heavy chlorinated smell? And they assured me that it was, and that they were switching from like a flushing system from chlorine to chloramines or something like that. Anyway, to make a long story short, I asked them, you know, is it safe for me to drink this water? And they assured me that, you know, that it was, you know, despite the chlorinated smell. So I asked her, you know, are other people calling to complain about the same thing? And she said yes, you know, they were. And I asked her if at home she was experiencing the same problem. And she said that she wouldn't know about it. So I asked her, well, what do you mean you wouldn't know about it? And she responded that she had a water filter. And I said, well, surely when you're in the shower, you know, you probably, you know, smell it as well, right? And once again, she said that she had a water filter. So I asked her, well, I'm curious if, you know, the water's so safe to drink, you know, why do you have, like, a water filter? And she said, well, the reason that she had the water filter was that knowing what she knows, she just feels more comfortable, you know, with her and her family drinking, you know, the water that comes out of the filter, as well as even showering and bathing with the water that comes out of the filter. And I just found it amazing that she'd be so cavalier as to say that I could drink the water with impunity, yet she herself, you know, feels so comfortable doing so. So anyway, that was my anecdote, and, you know, hopefully it ties in with one of your sponsors. And thanks.
Thanks for the call. I mean, look, why anybody wouldn't purify their water? Why you wouldn't purify it for your bath or shower? Why you'd put your little babies, you know, down in the water when it's full of sewage? I mean, they kill most of the bacteria and viruses with all the chemicals. The water tastes so bad in Austin now. I mean, it just reeks. And all over, they're just adding more goodies to it. And a lot of people then just go out and buy some cheap charcoal-based thing. Might cut out some of the taste. But that's about it. You better get real purification systems, whether that's osmosis or distilled or the Big Berkey, which is good because it keeps some of the good minerals. Distilled's great, too. It just leaves nothing in it. I mean, absolutely nothing. You better take some mineral pills if you're going to do that. I mean, it just shows. This is an area where you can take control of your life, and a lot of people still just know about the New World Order, know about everything, and just keep drinking it. I know a few water plant workers, too. They wouldn't drink that stuff if you paid them a lot of money. Let's talk to, Eleanor in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex, and thanks for taking my call. I'd like to comment that all over the Patriot Show network, lots of listeners have called in very frustrated because nothing seems to... no form of protest seems to reach the government ears and be acted on.
Actually, it does. They militarize the police. They give them more black masks, not just regular armored vehicles, but large tanks, giant FEMA centers, face scanning cameras everywhere. Believe me, the government knows. They see the polls where 90% believe the government was involved in 9/11 and CNN and 50% in Zogby polls. And no, actually, they're getting the message. That's why they're arming up against us.
Well, may I suggest a form of protest which cannot get you arrested because there is no text or words which are anti-government or anti-Bush?
Well, I mean, it's not illegal to be, you know, against the government. That's
well,
what America's
all about.
It can get
you put away. It can get you locked up for a short time. But
oh, really?
What I want to suggest...
What about me? I mean, I'm doing just fine here.
Well,
you know, a lot
God, ma'am.
A lot of tyranny is the panopticon. That is, it's a system where you feel like you're surveilled, where you self-enforce through fear. But go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to suggest that a form of protest which has no words with it is extremely powerful, will be instantly recognized by everyone who's had American history, and cannot be covered up by the media. And that is for yourself and other patriots who wear three-cornered hats.
And those are pretty stylish, too.
They sure are.
Wow.
But looking foolish is not an issue. The country's going down the tubes, and if this doesn't get turned around quick, there won't be anything left to say.
Well, that's an interesting idea. Thank you, Eleanor. Very interesting. Thank you. We'll be right back with more calls and more news. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
All right, I'm going to speed through four or five more calls. Then I'm going to get into the plunge by design, the slide ever downward of the dollar, the good old greenback. That I guess will be as worth as much as a ruble soon. And that won't bother the yuppies because the stock market will be worth so much. Why, stocks that were $50 will be $200. But that'll be because the money's devalued, but don't tell a yuppie that. They won't understand. They'll understand how to turn their firearms in and how to hate America and think that's loving America, but that's about all they understand. So we'll get into that in just a ton of other news. You know, I should stop being down on the yuppies. By the yuppies, I mean the people in the BMWs who will pull up to me at a red light and make a joke and, oh, it's Mr. Black Helicopter. You know, the yuppie's the person that when I'm on an exercise bike at the gym that walks over and makes a little joke and laughs at me. Like laughing at me makes the real world go away. In the real world, one of them would walk up to me and go, I'm a slave! I'm having my children's future taken! Ha ha! You're funny! But they don't, see, they don't know that. They think if they giggle at something, it gives them power over it and makes the real world disappear. They're babies, psychologically. They think if they cover their eyes up, the world disappears. I mean, that's really the base of the psychology of denial. They think if they just ignore it and make an excuse for it, hey, the cameras are face scanning you and scanning your license plates. Oh, no, they're not. Then when they finally read it in the paper, okay, yeah, good. It's for our safety. What do you have to hide, paranoid? What, you think they're watching you? Well, they admit they are. Well, I'm just for it. I'm part of the system. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's talk to Paul in Texas. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, man, first of all, I love you to death, brother. I appreciate your sarcasm. You have to be that way sometimes to keep from slapping some of these fools. I understand. But let me just give you a bit of good news here in Austin. I went to a community meeting put on by a local community, KZI, community radio, at a place this weekend, and it was packed. And they said on the radio, when I heard about this meeting a month ago, that they were going to be talking about things they can't talk about on the air, and it's going to be real. So I went to this. This is the second one I went to. And I've been listening to you for 7 years, so, and the information you give. So let me just tell you, for 3 hours that Saturday, it got packed and more packed, and people were talking about the truth and what are we going to do as a community. And it was just really uplifting to see. And
All the little community newspapers are government putting AIDS virus in the vaccines, government putting poison in your water, government getting rid of the borders, government. And it's happening. People are really waking up. But the bug-eyed yuppies aren't.
Oh, that's
right. They're the real problem.
That's right. Well, my ministry is to people on the east side. You know what I mean? And not that the yuppies.
Yeah, the station you talk about is a big, decades-old community radio station that does a pretty good job. And I've noticed that some of the stuff on the air is getting more and more hardcore.
Well, that's true. And we're trying to get that wildfire spread even more. So I just wanted to give you that bit of good news, man, amidst all these idiots that are around you. And I feel the same thing, too. And, that, you know, so it's just we're little by little, man, we're doing something. So keep it up, brother.
What type of stuff was being discussed there?
Oh, let me tell you, man. I mean, from microchip to everything that you talk about on the radio, bro, I listen to you, you know, all the time. So just the information is so right there. And I don't just listen to you. I listen to Jack Blood and everybody else, and I search for myself. So, you know, we could talk about things for 3 hours, but we talked about that there is the satanic word. The word Illuminati didn't come up, but I said there is a satanic organization in this government, and they want us, our very survival is at stake. So unless we come together under this umbrella of tyranny and start to, at a grassroots level, take things back, then, you know, we're in trouble.
Thanks for the call. That's exciting, Paul. Yeah, and understand, the vast minority of people disagree with me. But it usually is somebody who's in the establishment at a low level who feels like they're part of the power structure, and they'll be laughing at you while they're drinking a Diet Coke full of wood alcohol. They'll be laughing at you while they're, you know, drinking some tap water. I mean, they'll be laughing at you while they're eating, you know, their hamburger full of genetically modified food. They'll be laughing at you while their children are being brainwashed in the public schools. I mean, what are you laughing at? I mean, I've had yuppies laugh at me about the dollar. Alex, I've heard you talk about the dollar going down. George Bush knows what he's doing. Yes, I've heard him say a weak dollar's good. And, you know, this will help our exports because people will be able to buy more of our products because their money will be worth more. Number one, we've debased our industrial capacity by over 80%. And the job loss, the permanent shift of our jobs overseas is accelerating past its previous record. We've had a weak dollar for 2 years, and it's done nothing for the economy. But you turn on the nightly news, and they say, oh, the economy's strengthening. The economy's just doing wonderfully. Well, I'm living in what was the fastest-growing city, the most wealthy city per capita just 5 years ago. And almost everybody I know, I think everybody I know who had high-tech jobs making 60, 70, 100, 150, 200 grand a year. They're making $12 an hour with engineering degrees, training their replacements, and then they lose their job. So I don't know how the Congressional Budget Office can say that by 2010, the high-tech layoffs are going to get seven times greater. And they keep raising the visa, the special visa ceiling. Now they've basically made it unlimited amount of high-tech workers they can bring in from India and China. And by the way, this is not the free market. When India and China have gigantic tariffs on us, and Mexico has tariffs on us, how is it free market to then not have tariffs on them or have, you know, 2.2, 2.4% tariffs, and then China's got a 40-plus percent tariff? I mean, we cannot compete against that. And we're not meant to. I mean, I've heard them on NPR, and I've watched CFR meetings on C-SPAN, and they make little jokes about it. Well, it's time for America to be lowered to the global standard. We've been living too high off the hog. And see, all we had left was the dollar. We had the world reserve currency that everybody invested in, that everybody believed in, and so the Federal Reserve printed up the money, or instructed the Treasury to. They issued it, and we still had the currency. We had the money. And then the euro came along in 2000, and gold backed 30%, and the slide by the dollar began from the euro at 89 cents to the dollar to now the euro at $1.33 against the dollar. So, what do you say? What do you do? The European central banks are like going, aren't you going to shore up the dollar? Why, we don't want it to fall this far. I had a friend just got back from Austria over there on a business trip, and he said it's in every newspaper. Everyone's freaking out. They said that, well, the euro wanted the dollar to weaken, but only a little bit, not to plunge. And they go, you know, why is your president doing this? You know, we're invested in your treasury notes. Japan is trying to buy more dollars and literally spending hundreds of billions of dollars a year to prop it up, and they're panicking, saying, we're going to destroy us economically. We invested in you. And the global bankers just laugh because the plan is to destroy the dollar and then say, well, see, we've got to have a Pan-American Union. We've got to have the Amero to rival the euro. And then once they put that in place here in the next few years, and again, this is official, but the average person knows nothing about it. Then we're going to have radical fluctuations between euro and Amero. Then that'll cause global crises. And, oh, the answer will be the new Phoenix, the new global currency. We've got to have it. And with that comes the global currency tax or the Tobin tax. And they're already coming through with their energy tax. Joe in Florida. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. Years ago, there used to be a thing called thinking, and people would think. It seems today that the medium, the information, has basically become the source of thinking. Whatever comes down the transmission line is taken as a gospel truth. For the life of me, I can't understand why most of the American people are not seeing what's going on.
We have the policies. There was a Prussian brainwashing school of propagandizing and indoctrination developed about 150 years ago. They found that they couldn't get their soldiers up close about half the time to follow orders into cannon barrage, artillery barrage, and small arms fire. And so they commissioned publicly, von Bismarck was really the first to do this, a system of teaching where children would be taught to not think, but to simply regurgitate information. And we know that is kindergarten. Kindergarten. And the kindergarten system was set up and adopted here And it is a system of not thinking, not having original thoughts, simply picking up what you're told and regurgitating it. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. And I think a key element to this is a fear factor, which when they induce a fear factor on a society, people become like almost like children, where they start depending on somebody else to take care of them. But we need to remember the American spirit, which has always been a spirit of the individual taking responsibility for his own life, his own liberty, his property. And if we start short-circuiting that under the belief that somebody else will protect us, we're going to lose everything.
Look, we are losing everything, and I said this before 9/11, I said it after 9/11. 9/11 is the smokescreen to get the people behind invading foreign countries, but more so, it's bigger than opium and hundreds of billions in oil and weapon sales, actually trillions in oil. It's about putting the control grid in place so they have those special police, so they have those tracking control grids. So you can't revolt when they take your pension. So you can't revolt when we have a depression. And now all these big economists are saying we're going to have a depression. Ron Paul said it at McKinney Ruffs a year ago outside Austin. I have that speech in my film Matrix of Evil. This is what they've designed. And out of the implosion, they'll buy everything up for pennies on the dollar with money they printed out of nothing. And our journey towards slavery will be that much further along the road.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it takes people to help them accomplish their goal, whether they willfully ignore what they're seeing. But eventually, if things go bad for this country, we'll have nobody to blame but ourselves because, you know, it takes even little people to help them accomplish their plan. And seems everybody's going along with it just to get a paycheck, lock, stock, and
barrel. Well, everybody isn't going along with it, but the media creates the illusion that everybody's going along with it. Thanks for the call. And people want to be positive. They want to believe if they're positive, it'll, you know, pull us out of this. And that's the way a free market really does work. It's all perception. But what they've done now is they've created the perception that everything's okay while erasing the underpinnings of the economy. We're going out of a free market into a command and control dependency system. And as they go ahead and pull the economic rug out from under us, and as the repercussions of a weakening dollar, a plunging dollar, a dying dollar, begin to come home to roost, the government will then blame it on something else and pose as the savior yet again. And I predict a week before the true depressionary indicators really start coming home, there'll be a terror attack, and then psychologically it'll be blamed on the terrorist. Oh, it's like the week before 9/11, the economy started plunging. And then, oh, the attack took place, and oh, it's those terrorists. I lost my job because of those terrorists. So see, they know how to make you rally around the government and the figureheads. By at the point where the major shift happens, there'll be a terror event to focus our anger outwards and to unify us around the government. Well, we're having to give up our pension funds and our firearms and carry ID cards and to leave the house after dark. But you know, Al-Qaeda hit us again, and after 100,000 Americans died in the last attack of 05, we had to make the changes. Well, I'm willing to do it. I'm part of an auxiliary unit in my neighborhood, and I get to wear a little uniform, and we're fighting terror and crime because crime aids terrorists, and a lot of people have been arrested, but you know, we got to do this to defend, and I'm part of the system, so everything's all right. They did take my pension fund, but at least I got this little gray uniform to feel like I'm part of the system. Kevin in Canada. Kevin, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Just wanted to let you know, I think you're doing a very, very good job. I'm a big supporter of you. I mean,
let me just say this. Dispense with the pleasantries because I want to thank you for calling in. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just one note. First of all, I want to see, like, there was an episode of Simpsons last night, and on there they had some, I caught the last part of it, and it said something about the, Lisa was mentioning the Constitution or something, and the next thing you know, the SWAT team's in there grabbing the whole family, and they took them off to this re-education center and everything. Have you seen that?
No, but I was walking by the Simpsons a few weeks ago at the TV studio,
Yeah.
It was on a monitor, and it was Krusty the Clown. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
He's going, hey, kids, report on your parents and get a toy. You know, get one of these, I think he said, water flutes.
Yeah.
It's so nice. But see, that sounds like they're trying to warn us.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of the people who are the animators and involved, they're all freaked out and awake. But the globalists allow that because it overall still just acclimates us. But, no, I'd love it if somebody would tape that and send it to me.
Yeah. I tape.
What do they do to them at the education camp?
Oh, they put them in front of these films and they try to just re-educate them and their rhetoric, you know, just kind of just basically brainwashing them. And then they went up in front of this stage and did these little acts in front of all these police officers, you know, and it's crazy. But
well, I tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about this briefly on the other side. They're doing this because they have to. They know that the majority of us are awake. They know that the mainstream media isn't reflecting that. So through popular culture, they give us glimpses of it. Well, I'll explain the psychology behind that when we get back. PrisonPlanet.tv, folks. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Modern advertising and psychology, you can call it propaganda brainwashing, is that if something's completely alien to someone, they'll really fight back hard against it, just instinctively. But if they've been introduced to it, and especially in a comical sense, it makes you more comfortable with it. It normalizes it. And you see this in shows where torture is good, secret arrest is good, breaking up families for little or no reason is good, forced drugging of children is good. Shows like Threat Matrix 24, they're Judging Amy, there's dozens of them. NYPD Blue, I don't need a warrant. Warrants are bad, the hero says. All of this is overt conditioning. But then you also have the stuff just where they, oh, well, the government's bad because they're doing this, but isn't it funny? That's why I've said this broadcast can be dangerous to freedom lovers if you don't consciously listen to it and consciously, with the mathematical part of your brain, fight against it. Because if you just emotionally listen, it'll still have the effect of just acclimating you and conditioning you, or preparing the psychological ground. We've got to, you can be emotional about it at one level, but you've also got to just take action in little ways every day. And, you know, not just sit here and baste in the juices, and you know, then become prepared for the next fire. I mean, I will tell you that our listeners were more prepared for the government to come out and say chips are good for everybody than most other people, because we've been talking about it so long. That's actually kind of a bad side effect. Overall, it's good to have this broadcast, be aware of what's happening, to consciously, rationally, logically take action. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, why is he out having his minions promote amending the Constitution? Why have they introduced all these bills? Why are they all over TV doing it? To get you ready for it, to condition you for the big announcement of the big push to do this. They have to do that. It's like the chips. You know, years of promoting how good it is to have them, and now they're saying, well, we might make you take them. But finish up real quick, Kevin.
Yeah, and one of the other things I was going to ask you, have you seen that new documentary, Counteracting Fahrenheit, the Fahrenheit, it's called?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, basically, it's a whitewash, and it's just, they just talk about issues that aren't really of any good substance at all. Like, it's just
sounds like Fahrenheit 9/11, where Moore didn't get one millimeter under the surface of the real issues.
Exactly.
Threw a bunch of softballs at Bush, and then, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Speaking of real films, I've made 11 of them. Two 9/11 films, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny and The Masters of Terror. We're offering big discounts on these videos right now. Also, I've got a 9/11 special where you get my two 9/11 films, two other great 9/11 films, four 9/11 films, and Paul Watson's 300-plus page book on 9/11 and government-sponsored terror for $59.95. That's a $53 discount. I've got deals on 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, the DVD, almost 3 hours long, 10 minutes short of 3 hours. It is $24.95 for one copy, $5.95 for each additional copy. Get a whole bunch of copies, give them as gifts. Please take advantage of this. Infowars.com, that's Infowars.com. Sounding like Homer Simpson. Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. We're offering a bunch of other specials, too, so when you call, just be sure and ask about the specials. Take advantage of them. We're going to stop having it here in a few weeks. 1-888-253-3139. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv for those of you that are online. All 11 of my films, two books, dozens of other films, weekly TV reports, 15 cents a day. Give it as a gift as well. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters.